President John Evans Atta-Mills has charged metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives to vigorously implement plans and programs as well as blueprints for all aspects of the Better Ghana agenda. He said as a social democratic government, social safety net programs such as the NHIS, fertilizer subsidies for farmers, dedicated proportion of the Assembly's Common Fund for persons with disabilities, reduced tariffs for lifeline consumers and free school uniforms and exercise books are the pivot around which the Better Ghana agenda revolves. The MMDCEs should therefore not take for granted their vital role at the local level in actualizing them. President Mills said this when he opened the annual review conference of MMDCEs from the southern sector of the country in Kofodria. Our presidential correspondent Sefeya reports.
This year's annual review conference of the Metropolitan, Municipal and District Chief Executives seeks to inform them about national policy priorities, opportunities for local economic development efforts in their areas, and strategize on the way forward in pursuit of the commitment to the Better Ghana agenda. President Mills asked MMDCEs to continue to respect their traditional authorities. He said they are not only the landlords, but also custodians of the country's customs and traditions.
Let me also draw attention to the fact that in some of the places that I visited, I was very glad to hear traditional rulers commending some of you for your humility, hard work, and ability to give a listening ear to the people in your districts. I want to assure you that you are on the right path. Continue to work hard, because we were voted into office to serve and not to lord it over the people. I will plead with all of you to give our traditional rulers their due, where the traditional leaders are indeed abused and despised. That is an indication that our society is going down the wrong road.
President Mills praised MMDCEs for their solid efforts being made to ensure that the Better Ghana agenda is comprehensively rolled out.
I can also not hide the fact that I've been very much impressed by what I have seen. It should be clear that the people of Ghana are seeing what we've been able to do in 2.5 years. And their appreciation is loud for all to hear. This is in spite of the fact that when we assumed office, we were confronted with enormous challenges. But we did not throw up our arms in despair. We stood up to those challenges. We remained focused. And we didn't allow ourselves to be drowned in the false impression that we are incapable of investing in our people, expanding infrastructure, instituting a reliable and resilient economy, and running the affairs of the nation in a fair, open, and honest manner.
On sanitation and waste management, President Mills taxed MMDCEs to wage a relentless war to address them.
Of the greatest concern to me is our environmental degradation. Waste management and environmental protection should occupy a priority area in our scheme of things. On my travels, I had occasion to draw attention to what is creeping environmental degradation. You could see polythene bags everywhere. And at some stage, I expressed my disappointment over this state of affairs. We have to tackle it seriously, and we must find ways of protecting our environment.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosuanpofu, announced a number of policy measures and financial interventions government is taking to accelerate local governance.
Sethia reporting. Some of the metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives shared their experiences and the impacts of the annual review conference on their work.
I can say that the first experience is the encouragement given by the president to us and the reassurance for us to do better. That's the first experience. We also interact with colleagues. In some areas may have a problem that you are facing, but somebody might have had that problem and have been able to solve it in a way. In such conferences, we share experiences and also compare notes, and that also helps to improve. our lessons from the resource persons also motivate us and strengthen us in our day-to-day activities.
I must say that the annual conferences have been very useful. Last year was wonderful, and from the presentation based so far, one can see that between now and tomorrow, when the conference comes to an official, participants are going to take a lot of lessons. A lot of coaching will be done, and then one will be able to put those things that one have learned here into practice. And I believe that the annual conference has been very useful.
It's very helpful in the sense that any time we meet, we're able to share ideas, interact with each other, and then get to know what our problems are. We all have peculiar problems, but sometimes a problem that has been nagging you for some time now, at the review meetings, you meet, we talk about it, and then somebody has a similar one. He explains how he was able to solve it, and then you also get a clue from it. And we've been doing this over the last 2 years.
You heard some MMDCEs sharing their views.